And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for joining me today. Hope you're having a great day out there, a great summer day, because, hey, it's the end of June. We just crested the summer solstice, so hey, it's getting hot. It's going to get hotter. More importantly, though, we are now halfway through the year. Does that mean it is time to panic because you've not hit your real estate investing goals so far? Or maybe it's time to celebrate, because guess what? We have a ton of time left in the year. We really do. You know, plenty of time if you want to add some passive income to your life, creating, just an additional $500 per month in passive cash flow, an extra $1,000. Maybe you want to go higher, $2,000, $4,000, right? Wouldn't that be great? Well, you can do that. We have plenty of time left in the year. And really, this is a good time of year. It's a good opportunity to take the summer, right? Just crested that summer solstice. The days are going to start getting shorter, but we can take the time now. It's a good opportunity to check in and really see how we've been performing to our goals, right, in this real estate space. Spend a little bit of time looking backwards. What's been working? What has not been working? Which goals did I hit? Which ones am I still far from getting anywhere close to? Right? Where do I maybe need to recalibrate just a little bit, maybe recalibrate a lot? But ultimately, after we look back, we really need to now focus our time looking forward, because again, we have a lot of time ahead of us. And what I want to do on today's show is I want to give you some things to work on for the balance of the year. And I'm going to give these to you depending on where you are in your, let's say, timeline, your investing track. Maybe better defined for those that are more experienced, meaning you've got a number of investments under your belt. You've got a lot of single family, a good handful of single family, at least rental houses, that is, or you've invested in a number of multifamily investments, whether as a syndicator or as a passive investor, doesn't matter. You're more experienced. You may be less experienced, but you have some level of experience. Maybe you've bought one or two single-family rental properties so far. And I don't mean this year. I just mean overall. Or maybe you've invested passively in an apartment or two over the past few years. Right? You're a little less experienced, but you've got your toes in the water. Right? You've got a feel for what we talk about on this show. Or last category, and we'll get to you at the latter part of the show, those that are just completely inexperienced. You've not done any of the above. Not invested in any single family houses, not invested in apartments, maybe haven't even started to figure out the education side of things, what goes into this business. You talk on the show about a lot of moving parts, the finding a property, buying a property, renovating a property, getting at least all the stuff, all the moving pieces. Don't know anything about any of that yet. That's okay. Second part of the show is for you. And if throughout the course of the show you come up with any thoughts or questions, or I need to clarify something for you, send your questions to me. You can email me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. So let's start with those goals, though, because it is a good time. You should be checking in on your goals regularly. If you haven't done it so far this year, you know, I think a monthly tact really is ideal. Certainly quarterly, but if you haven't at all, we're at the midpoint of the year. And no matter your experience level, you should be setting goals around your business. And this is a great time to now check in on your performance. How have you been performing to those goals? Again, 6 months behind us, 6 months ahead. And by the way, again, I mentioned the word recalibrate, because the latter part of this year is actually a very good time to buy. You know what happens? I know we're still in June. We're still in the summertime. Maybe you're catching the podcast in July or August. It's still hot. But it's going to start to cool off. And we're going to head towards those that contingent of holidays that occur at the end of the year. And that's when a lot of investors take a break, right? So that's why I say it's usually a good time to buy. There are fewer investors in the market. In any case, if you have not hit your goals, review those. and revise those, recalibrate those as needed. Now, when I say recalibrate, I don't mean cut those back. I wanted to buy 4 houses this year. We're already at the end of June. I've not bought any. I'm just going to reset that to 2. Don't do that. Don't do that. See to it that you plan to hit those goals. Just see how you need to reevaluate and recalibrate your steps, how you approach this. If it's a capital issue, right, maybe that dictates pushing some of those into the coming year. But don't get lazy. Don't use this as an excuse to now cut back on that original game plan. Just recalibrate, right? Depending on where you are on your timeline, you may have investing criteria from a little bit too long ago because markets do shift. And we talked about this on a recent virtual single family acquisition road trip. And we looked at number of houses that were available to buy. And if you're interested in one you saw, you reach out to the realty team member that presented that house and you say, hey, I want to make an offer. It's as easy as that. But at the end of the road trip, they conducted a poll, a number of questions, but one of them caught my eye. I found very interesting. It centered around investing criteria. And had a number of questions in this vein, but one question asked, are you targeting cash flow when you buy, or are you targeting equity capture, right? Creating a lot of equity at the start of the project. And it was interesting to me because hands down, the respondent said cash flow. Now that's a correct answer to a degree because yes, we want to create cash flow. If the investment does not cash flow, do not invest. You want to be cash flow positive. You don't want to be feeding this beast every month out of your pocket. You want to collect rent, you want to pay your expenses and have a net profit every month. Here in our markets right now, where we invest typically anywhere from $200 to $600 per month. But it's interesting to me that it was cash flow. Because right now, and I've been talking about this on air for 6 months, 12 months now, I'm not sure, there's just a ton of equity in the market. You can invest. In fact, I've got a house here in front of me. This came from one of the realtors down by Houston. I think I was talking about this on a recent show as well. It's about $20,000 out of my pocket to invest in this house. And that covers purchasing the house, renovating the house, right? The hold period and everything. But during the process, I'm also adding value because this house needs renovations. I think about 60 or so K in renovations. But as a result of adding value back to the property, I pushed the market value up way, way above what I bought it for. In this case, asking price, $100,000 after repair, price opinion or market value, about $225K. So I create an additional amount of equity by adding value back to the tune of $52,000. So I've invested 20 of my own capital. That's part of equity now. But on top of that, I have an additional 52. That's a huge number. That's a 262% return on my investment. And there's a lot of equity like that in the market. And I was surprised that most people said cash flow is my main focus. Yeah, I guess it depends on where you are on the time. I don't know who was participating in the poll. If you're just starting, you do want to build cash flow because that is how you get to financial freedom. And maybe, perhaps the equity becomes a secondary focus because it's there. If you go out and buy a rental house right now, if you're following our model, if you're working with the realty team, you're going to get some equity. Right, so maybe it's a given. Maybe it's a given. Regardless, you have to focus on, think about your investing criteria, especially those that have been doing this for longer. It may be time to reevaluate. Are they realistic in this market? If not, reevaluate. That may be one of the reasons why you're not hitting your goals. I need to see cash flow of $1,000 per month on any house I buy. You're not going to buy any houses. Right, the cash flow is not going to be that high on a house. Now, on a duplex, triplex, quad, yes, that may be the case. So maybe you change the product type that you're targeting. Right, maybe 200 to 600. That's why we tell you this is the bandwidth. And in any given submarket, that number will be different. Here in Texas, I'm probably not going to get 600 because we have higher property taxes and insurance. But if I go up to Kansas City, if I go over to the East Coast, yes, taxes and insurance are different. They're lower. So I can get a higher cash flow. So think about your specific market. And if you stand firm, I have to have $500 a month in cash flow. Well, go look at those other markets because you may see better success there. So what's kept you from hitting those goals? That's the big question. If you don't know what your investment criteria are, you need to define those. And common criteria, I mentioned cash flow, right? That was a big one for the investors on the call that I was on. And that could be defined in terms of absolute dollars, X amount of cash, right? Net every month, my profit, $200, $500, whatever your number is, figure that out. Or you may choose to measure that as cash on cash return, right? That'll take into account, for example, how much out of pocket you have in a given investment. I may go buy a house and only be $15,000 out of pocket. I may buy another house and be $30,000 out of pocket. If my cash flow on each house is $400, my cash on cash return will be significantly better on that $15,000 out of pocket. So I may want to also have a certain metric around that cash on cash return. And you figure that out by annualizing your cash flow, your net profit, and dividing that by your cash invested. So on this house I just mentioned in Houston, cash flow per month, 230 is the projection. The out of pocket, like I said, is 20. Annualize that cash flow, I get to about a 14% cash on cash return. If your metric was 15, well, that's below it. That's below it. Do you fudge a little for, I don't know. Right, you got to figure that out. Cash flow is one big metric. The other, as I already mentioned, is equity capture. And again, this may be an absolute dollar amount. I need to see X dollars of equity gain. Maybe that's $10,000. Maybe that's $30,000. Like this house here, maybe it's $52,000. Now we're getting a little bit into more rarefied air, right? When we get to estimated equity capture, $50K and above, but they are there. So it could be an absolute dollar amount, or again, could be an equity gain in terms of the return, right? I need to see Y percentage. In this example, it was 262% return. You know, some people say, I just want to double my money. That would be a 100% return. If I have 20K invested, I also create 20K in equity capture. Therefore, my equity position at the end of the or at the start of the project after rehab is 40K. All right, so those are common metrics. You may have other metrics you want to look at. You could have a mix of both, right? I need to see some amount of cash flow at this level as well as equity capture at this level, right? Spend some time figuring that out. If you're not familiar with these terms, well, when we get to the conversation around you that are less or not experienced at all, we'll talk about where you can go to learn more, because you do want to understand these things. These are metrics just like setting goals. Right. The whole purpose of a goal is so that you can measure your performance and make sure that you are staying on track, so that you don't get not just to the middle of the year, but to the end of the second part of the year and realize, I've done nothing this year, because you didn't have anything to focus on. I want you to have something to focus on. Set those goals. Okay, we're going to head into a break here. When we get back, I want to speak first to the more experienced people out there. You've got it easy, right? You've got it easy. Or do you? If you're anchored in the past, maybe you don't. It's going to be hard to change. Change is hard, right? We'll talk to you first when we get back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. The balance of the show, we're going to talk to three categories of investors and things you should be doing and thinking about for the balance of the year. I'm going to start with the more experienced. We'll talk to the less experienced people that do have some experience, though. And then more importantly, probably most importantly, I want you that have no experience at all to come away from the show today with some specific things you should be working on. So to those that have more experience, I'm in this category, right? Keep on keeping on, right? Keep doing what you've been doing. You've had a lot of success to date. Just don't get complacent. This is where, and you'll hear Dale Walmsley, founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, he'll say this quite a lot. Do not let the good life get in the way of a great life. You have built up a portfolio of single-family rental houses. They're creating cash flow every month, 10K, 20K, whatever that number is. Oh, it's great. Take my foot off the gas pedal. Not going to put it on the brakes, but I'm just kind of coasting. Got complacent. People often do this at about house number 5 or 6. You start bringing in $2,000, $3,000 per month. That's a great thing. That's a great feeling. It really helps with the household expenses, with the household income. And you become complacent. Don't do that. If you start to become aware of that, get out and get inspired. You know, you probably already have a good network of fellow investors, team, etc. Keep growing that. But if you think you're getting complacent, get out to some live events. Now, that may be live in person. That may be doing the live stream type events like I talked about a moment ago with the virtual single family road trip. We do those for apartments as well, by the way. But get out to some events so that you get to talking to people and hear what they're hearing and see what they're seeing, right? If you're traveling for the holidays, by the way, right? Are there meetups, get-togethers where you're going? You know, we're going to be down in the Austin area in the near future. And I just did a quick look in the Lifestyles Network online to see what's going on down in Central Texas. We're going to get out to one of the barbecue get-togethers down there in New Braunfels, for example. Right? Always a great time to meet, or a great way to meet other single-family investors. Again, hear what they're hearing, as well as apartment investors. Always new lead investors, syndicators that you want to meet. If you're doing the passive apartment investing thing, you always want to be adding to your, let's say, Rolodex. I guess that's a little bit of an outdated term, but your list of syndicators, people that are putting together these apartment investments. And make sure you're keeping a positive energy around you. Again, getting out to events will do that for you, especially if you get out to our case studies. Again, you can hear what's going on. Right, from those that are just bought and closed on and renovated a single family property or multiples thereof. Because at our case studies, that's what we see. An investor will get up that first single family house they've bought. They're going to tell you about it. Then we'll get another single family investor up that maybe has 2, 3, 10 houses, right? A little bit more in that more experienced category. And then we'll hear from an apartment investor. And this will help you keep tabs on that market. This will help you make sure that your investing criteria is still current. Right. When I started investing in 2012, interest rates were different. They were lower. Mortgage rates were lower. Our cash flow was typically anywhere from closer to $500 every time we bought a house. The market's different now. I said my new investing criteria says $200 or greater. That's just simply where it is. That's where it was 20 years ago. If you listen to Del Walmsley talk on his show about his first houses that he bought, $200 cash flow. Right. It's the market's change. And you want to hear what it looks like now if you're not aware. And you also see what the lead apartment investors are doing in the current market as well. But more importantly, I think, is if you've gotten into that complacent space, get reinvigorated if you need that energy. And again, for you, the more experienced, you've got a portfolio now. You've got, I'm thinking about single family, you've got a portfolio of houses. Review those. We talked about cash on cash return a moment ago. That's a good metric when you buy a property, right? I want to see what is my return, what's my absolute cash coming in every month. But when you've held a house for a couple of years, that becomes less important. That's in the rearview mirror. Now you need to look at something called return on equity. Return on equity, what you do is you annualize your cash flow, just like you would to measure cash on cash return. But instead of dividing that by your cash invested, again, if you invested a couple years ago, that's not relevant anymore. Because you bought and you caught or you captured equity, and you've added equity through equity buildup and market appreciation. So that equity position has grown. And I want to know, what kind of return am I now getting on the cash that is sitting in the property? And that's going to be a smaller number than your cash on cash return. And every year it's going to go down. Why is that? Because we make money five ways on our houses. There's that equity capture that we saw at the outset, that big number, that $50,000 in the house I mentioned in my example. But every month, my resident pays the rent, and out of that rent, I pay the mortgage, and out of that mortgage payment, I pay interest, yes, expense, and principal pay down. And I see my equity build up from month to month and year to year, and the market appreciates as well. And before you know it, that return on equity drops down to 2%. You could be doing better if you put that money in a high interest, high yield savings account, couldn't you? So you need to figure out, where am I at? Is it time to refinance this house and pull that equity out, or possibly sell it so that I can reinvest? Right. So do that analysis. What is my value now? How has the market appreciated over the handful of years since I bought this house? Again, you need to do this regularly so that you can make good decisions. Right, it has nothing to do with goal setting now. It's just staying informed with respect to your portfolio. And remember, we do make money five ways. Am I availing myself of all of those? Cash flow, are you keeping up with the rents in the area? And this applies to you that are lesser experienced that have a few houses in your portfolio now, right? I just went through renewal season, kept all of my residents in place. Everybody renewed, even though we increased our rents, because I did a market review, a market analysis. Where are rents in this submarket right now? Where am I? Okay, there's some room there. Let's take that up. In a few cases, I had some silence for a while. I was like, maybe going to release, right? Do a new lease up. No. Week or two later, they come back. We're going to stick around. Right? There's not a lot in the market for people that are thinking about moving. So make sure that your rents are where they should be so that you are cash flowing properly, right? And for you that are less experienced, I'm speaking first of all now to the more experienced. You're less experienced. You've bought a couple houses in the last year, maybe two or three in the last year or two. You're probably still super excited. That notion of complacency, boy, you don't have to worry about that. You're just still charged. And this is a great time to ride that wave. Stay excited, use that energy, and keep growing, right? Keep riding that wave. Now, if you set goals and you review those here now at the middle of the year and you have not hit them exactly the way you thought you would, don't let that deflate your bubble, right? Ride that wave. Keep that energy going. How do you do that? Stay focused. Go get that next house. Go get that next property in the balance of the year, or get more, right, if you can. That'll keep you going. When you get to house number five or six, be careful. This is where a lot of people become complacent because that cash flow that's coming in is amazing. It's amazing. But keep growing. Again, single family investors out there, I'll tell you, I'm talking with hard money lenders. I'm talking with people that market to distressed sellers. Foreclosures are ticking up a bit. Right? There's a little bit of distress in the market from a financial perspective. Everything is not as hunky-dory as some people may portray it. So if you're newer to this space and you've bought a couple houses and you're floundering around a little bit, there's more coming. Foreclosures are ticking up a bit. That should keep you excited. More buying opportunities. If you're a multifamily investor, I'll tell you, I'm starting to see more investment opportunities in my pipeline. Also very exciting. And even if that's not the, you know, that particular multifamily investment is not the one you're targeting because it doesn't meet your investing criteria, it is a great experience for you, the newer, lesser experienced investor, to get out and attend the webinars anyhow. Hear what that lead investor is saying. Listen to other investors' questions. You will learn a lot from the questions other people ask. You know, if you are a member already, there are a lot of webinars going on right now. There's been some stuff added to the calendar. For example, Realtor Real Talk, right? There's a special webinar every month now over the lunch hour. You can hear what's going on from the realty perspective. Then there's the operation consultant is in, and this is operation consultant is a special person, a couple of people we have in the organization that help our apartment lead investors with their business. But it's important to hear what they have to say. What are they seeing? What are they hearing? The single family mentor is in, same thing. And we have the same thing for multifamily. Dell conducts that, right? So we can really hear what people are seeing in the market. Again, this goes back to your investing criteria. This goes back to your goals. This goes back to, are you setting up your structure correctly in that sense and setting the right goals? Well, you may hear from one of these speakers and say, I didn't really realize the market had shifted like that in fill in the blank, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, whatever. Not saying that it shifted massively or anything like that, but just to throw out some names there. But keep up with that education. Keep up with those opportunities to learn. If you're not a Lifestyles Unlimited member, what I want you to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a button there for our free workshop. Click on that. It's an hour and a half. It's all done online these days so that you can see if we're a good fit, right? If we're somebody that can help you, yeah, you've got a couple houses under your belt. Maybe you've done a passive apartment investment with some syndicator out there. By the way, they structure their deals completely differently. They take a lot of fees. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, if you've done a passive investment outside of the group, you're going to be floored with what you learn and the way that the investments are structured by our members, our lead investors that put these investments together. But go check that out, lifestylesunlimited.com. That's our free workshop. And then keep building your network. This is hugely critical. And again, that takes getting out to local events. You can do this online if you're not in person. If you're up in Seattle, Washington, you can still attend online events in North Texas. I mentioned the single family road trip that we go to actually in person. There's always a video guy there. You can be online. You can ask questions. This is a live event. You can partake from wherever you are. They do those in Houston. They do those in other markets. So if you're not present for that physical event to do that in person, you can do those online as well. And keep growing your team. Last tip there, especially for you single family investors. You know, I've been a single family investor since 2012. I've had a lot of contractors and I have my favorites and events. You know, sometimes something happens. They get tired of the business. They move on. They're done with that market, whatever. So it's good to have a backup, and it's good to have a backup for that backup. In fact, I'm going out meeting some other investors for lunch today. We'll talk about these things. It's important to get out and network and keep growing your team. Even if you don't need them exactly right now, that AC guy may be handy, that connection may be handy down the road if something important, something critical, urgent comes up and your guy just can't get to it. So that's for the less experienced. Now, for those that are just completely unexperienced, you've never bought a single family house. You've never invested passively in an apartment, let alone invested in one by yourself or as a syndicator. Your goals for the rest of the year should include the following. And by the way, when it comes to goal setting, we didn't talk about this earlier. There's an acronym, SMART, S-M-A-R-T. When you set a goal, it should be in writing. You should write this down. Otherwise, you'll forget. And they need to be specific. That's the S. Measurable, right? You need to be able to say, all right, I'm going to buy four houses this year. Well, I can measure. Well, I bought three, right? Three versus four, three, you know, right? You can measure it. It's attainable. It's something I can do. It's realistic, right? For those that were doing this for a decade plus, are your goals still realistic? And it needs to be time bound. If you don't put a time bound quotient on your goals, you're going to lose the urgency. And the second half of this year is going to dissipate. Before you know it, we'll be in holiday time, and you've just forgotten all about what you had planned. So put a time-bound component on there so that you have that sense of urgency. This is very, very important. And if you are a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, there's actually a course out there on goal setting, right? 10 steps to setting good goals. If you're a member of the Financial Freedom Program, you can find that in the basic education. Now, something else you want to figure out, aside from how to set goals, is what asset class do you want to invest in? Typically, you're not going to go blazing into both single family and multifamily. You're going to want to decide which route is better for me. Single family, is it the houses or is it apartments? Am I working a full-time job, 60 hours a week? I don't think I have time for the houses, but I've got a lot of capital. Maybe it's apartments, right? Or if I don't have a lot of capital to work with, but I have a little bit of time, maybe it's the houses. You can grow your capital. In fact, that was one of the questions as well on the virtual single family road trip. What is your investment goal? Well, I'm trying to build capital with single family houses to then go on and invest passively in apartments. That was one of the results of the questionnaire. So figure out your asset class. Where are you going to start? And then you need to assess your financial firepower. You may be doing these in tandem. Again, your capital will define to a degree which direction you go. So how much capital do you have? What is your net worth? What kind of credit score do you have? Are you able to get, if you're going to go the single family route, are you able to get long-term conventional financing? This is where you need to go out and start to build your team and talk with those lenders, those conventional lenders, because they'll take a look at your credit report and so on, your bank statements, and they'll be able to tell you, yeah, boy, you're well positioned to go out and buy two houses in the next 6 months. But until you've had that conversation, you may not know that. All right. So start working on building your team so that you can start to have these conversations with lenders, both conventional lenders as well as hard money lenders. They'll tell you exactly what you can do from the financial perspective. Then start building your knowledge, right? Getting the education so that you have a proper foundation. We do talk a lot on this particular program about, you know, how to do a lease up, how to find a house, right? What kind of renovations go into the house, how to handle the management. These are all moving parts that are answered by the question word how. How do I do this thing? Well, Lifestyles Unlimited as an education and mentoring group has been around since 1990. Over 50,000 members strong, thousands of members have gotten to their financial freedom either by buying houses or investing in apartments. But a lot of them had no experience, just like you, right? But they started by getting the education and working on that foundation and figuring out just what all the how questions are. How do I do these things? It's pretty simple, really. Again, build your team, mention that. Contractors, realtors, lenders, insurance brokers, handyman. As a single family guy, I'll tell you, handyman is hugely important. Small stuff comes up from time to time. Send that guy out. You don't go out there, do that yourself, right? And then start to get out and build your network, right? You want to find other like-minded people that are doing what you want to do and have been doing it successfully. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, great place to go. I mentioned the case study, great place to go. And again, you can do that virtually online as well. So in a nutshell, start to build your knowledge, right? Start to build your team. Start to build your network. Figure out your financial firepower. Figure out, what am I going to invest in? Is it houses? Is it apartments? And set smart goals around that. I know it sounds like a lot, but these are actually a lot of little easy steps. If you do each of these in succession, right, each part of these concurrently, but get that team built, lender, etc., you're going to put a strong framework into place. You're going to build a strong foundation for future success. Again, if you're not sure about how to do that, I mentioned the case studies. Come out and network. Come say hi. I'm going to the next one. I typically am here in North Texas. And if you join as a member, be sure to find your local ambassador. I was just looking at the calendar here, in fact. There is a lot going on. So, by the way, an ambassador is just a volunteer. Somebody in somewhere in one of the states of the union, right? In Florida, in Washington State, in, I don't know, Pennsylvania, Maryland, California. We have ambassadors that volunteer their time, and basically they put together get-togethers, meetups. Just here, let's see, where are we at? We're in June, looking in July. We got a ton coming up. Here we got one. I mentioned New Braunfels. We got South Florida. We got Katy, Texas. That's by Houston, San Antonio, Pennsylvania, Orange County, California, Colorado Springs, Colorado, ooh, Central Texas again, Phoenix, Jacksonville, Oregon. So a lot of events going on. There's a lot of opportunity out there. So if you do join as a member, be sure to track down your local ambassador and talk to them. When do we have meetups? Get on the calendar. See when those are occurring. It doesn't matter if you've bought one house or zero. For those that are inexperienced, these are critical events. These are critical get-togethers because you will learn a ton. You will build that network. You'll learn about team, and you'll have success. But again, go back to your goals. Set goals around each of these things. I need to find these categories in this time frame. Plumber, contractor, blah, blah, blah. Realtor. I want to find X amount of houses before the end of the year. Set a time frame, right? Set those goals and move on those goals. And in the meantime, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.